Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des with today's sports.
Yeah, good morning, Anya. We're going to start with the European football because Derry City, Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers all in Europa Conference League action tonight. Now, it's very much an uphill task for both Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers. Dundalk have sold out Oriel Park as they become the first League of Ireland side to overturn a two-goal deficit in Europe. They're 3-1 down against Akure of Iceland. Shamrock Rovers have a mammoth task, 4-0 down at home to the Hungarian side Ferencvaros. However, Derry City are leading from the first leg. They take a 2-1 advantage to Finland, where they face the league leaders Cups, and the Derry manager Rory Higgins is confident his side is capable of defending a lead.
I think our defensive record is really, really good, and we take pride in it, the players take pride in it, but it's the structure of the team has been good, and we defend from the front, and everyone knows what's expected of them, so it's been a real team effort in that sense, and if we're going to go there and get a result, then we know that we're going to need to be defensively really good as well.
After yesterday's great drama at the Women's World Cup, where Jamaica and South Africa advanced at the expense of Brazil and Italy, we have the final two games of Group H today. Morocco play Colombia, it's South Korea against Germany. Now, ahead of tonight's official homecoming for the Irish team, the FAI say they're going to undertake a full and comprehensive review of the Republic of Ireland's performance as the uncertainty over Vera Powell's future continues. It's very messy, really, going into this event tonight. In a brief statement yesterday, the FAI congratulated the players and managers and said their review will be discussed at the next FAI board meeting in the coming weeks. You sense it'll just be a bit awkward tonight with all that has gone on.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people looking at body language and interactions and all of that.
It's unfortunate what's happened. In boxing, Katie Taylor will have the opportunity to avenge the only defeat of her professional career. After confirmation, she'll face the undisputed super lightweight champion Chantelle Cameron for a second time in Dublin on the 25th of November. The Irish rugby team to play Italy on Saturday will be named later today. Munster's Jack Crowley expected to be named at out half. In racing, a day to remember for 17-year-old jockey Danny Gilligan. He won the Galway Plate on board Ash Tree Meadow for Gordon Elliott. He spoke with Katie Walsh after his big victory.
Yeah, I jumped out to be good and handy, and Gordon said to me, if you're in front, don't panic, and tried filling them up everywhere. Passing the stand the second time, the loose horse kind of coming down to the fence past the stand, I just wasn't sure which way he was going to go, so I took a pull and started to hope for the best, really.
Did you feel when Danny came to you, you'd enough to get you home?
At the roadway before the ditch, he had a good look at, and I was able to fill him up then. He got in tight to that, and I was able to fill him up coming down into the dip, and to be fair to the horse, turning in, he battled the whole little line that came across to the stand side, and he was good and gutsy.
Now, Paddington, meanwhile, made it a brilliant 6-from-6 for the season with a dominant front-running victory in the Qatar Sussex Stakes at Goodwood. And day 4 of the Galway race today sees the Galway hurdle get underway at 5 past 5. Zarek the Brave heads the betting for Willie Mullins with Paul Townend on board.